MMH, the home of rock radio.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight. Only on MMH, the home of rock radio. And I'm delighted to be welcome to the show Isaac Wendell, and he's was the vocals on that wonderful album. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Excellent.
Thank you.
would you describe your sound as melodic death metal or melodic black metal, or
I don't know. It has a few melodic parts to it, or many. But you know, I would say it's that, and it's trash. We put a lot of trash into it, so it's. I'm not a fan of genres. I'm more like, do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the genre is like a, I don't know, a problem. I don't know. Yeah. But I like to see it like, do whatever you want and create music that you want and not put it in any genre or something like that.
Totally agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So are you all happy with the final result of the your album?
Yeah, I'm very happy. You know, we have been working on these songs for like, I've been working on lyrics for like 2 years. And then the other bandmates has played before I came in the band. So the material has been there for like, I don't know, 4 years or something. Wow. And it has been wonderful to see it evolve and to listen to it now on Spotify and stuff like that, you know. So it's wonderful.
Yeah. What kind of feedback are you getting? Is it generally positive?
Yeah. I think it's much more positive than negative.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, but you know, there is some you know, reviews that's more negative, and I don't read them, so. I read them, you know, to take, I read them.
Yeah.
But I read the positive more, so, yeah.
Yeah. No, you should do. It's a really positive album. It's a good sound.
Thank you.
So what inspires you and the band? What kind of, is it musical or bands or...
What inspires? Yeah, you know, the band itself. I think most of the members in the band get inspired by other bands, like Pantera. Most Pantera and Metallica, I think.
Yeah.
Me, I'm more like I know what inspires me, but more of the. These kind of dark lyrics. I listen a lot to Slipknot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I get inspired by that. You know, the dark side of the what do you call it?
You're right. Yeah, it is the darker side, the sort of the genre. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Where do you get your ideas for your lyrics?
Yeah, you know, most of my where I grew up, or what do you say? I grew up with a lot of anxiety,
yeah,
and a lot of, you know, anger and stuff like that. It's not because I was badly raised or something. I just didn't make it through school and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And, it's a lot about anxiety and...
So you bring a lot...
Anger and stuff.
You bring a lot of your own personal experience into...
Yeah, you know, all the lyrics is personal experience. It's not like a fiction thing or something like that. I don't like that stuff. You know, it has to be real.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think that.
So
go on. Sorry. I was going to say for me that's quite inspirational because I hear a lot of when I do these interviews, a lot of people inspired by all sorts of different things and stories and folk tales and whatever. But for you to bring your own personal experience into it is quite inspirational to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good because you know. I hear a lot of artists now and you know, the lyrics is kind of, you know, boring because it doesn't matter, you know?
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And I can tell in the way that you sing and the way that the songs are put together, that there's a lot of passion there for you when you're doing it.
Well, thank you.
That comes across massively. Are you writing lyrics and ideas and thoughts down when they come up and then try and fit them to the music?
You know, almost every time I write lyrics to a song, it's, I always sit alone.
Yeah.
I can't have anyone around me because I got a ADHD.
Yeah.
So I need to stay focused and I want to be by myself, you know? Yeah. So, I always sit at home or not in the practice place.
Yeah.
Because I need to be alone and get that dark feeling to it and find myself in the lyrics, you know?
How do you find,
there you have it.
How do you find performing live with the band? Is this something you enjoy?
Yeah, you know, live shows has always been the heart of our band, or what do you call it? It's, I think we love live shows more than anything, really, because, who doesn't?
No, absolutely. But it's, you know, with some bands, they sort of, you come alive when you're in front of an audience and you're playing your music. The artwork, where does the idea for the artwork come from for the album?
We really don't know. You know, we said to our illustrator that we needed something, you know, the album is called From the Depths. So we needed something like to show from the depths. I don't know what that came from, but you know, the octopus was something, you know.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Comes from.
But, we needed something like, you know, octopuses is they are deep down the sea and it's from the depths, from the sea, you know.
Yeah. So is that from the depths? Is that personal to you? Is that your idea of the album title?
Yeah, you know, the original lyrics, the From the Depths is more like what do you call it? From the Depths is. You go from anxiety and anger and stuff like that, and you reach the top.
Yeah.
So it's what do you call it? Flower that's blooming or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that is From the Depths to me. So.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Have you been working on any new material during this lockdown period?
Not that much, you know. We a few songs has been come to light, but we like to work on music when we have a schedule, you know.
Yeah.
So if we don't have time to write a song, it's going to be a song.
Yeah.
if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have a few materials for new songs. So
that's really exciting. Really exciting.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for your time. It's
Thank you too.
Keep being inspirational, because it sounds like the music that you're creating is very, very important.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight, only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
MMH, the home of rock radio.